Good evening. I'll start. See you over there. Good evening. Welcome to this Monroe City Council meeting for May 21st, 2013. At this time, I'd like to call the meeting to order and ask if Edie would take roll call, please.
Councilperson Gary.
Here.
Cutterback.
Here.
Williams. Camp.
Present.
Davis.
Present.
Gamble. Hanford.
Here.
And student representative Toronto.
Present.
And the record shows that both Councilmember Williams and Gamble are out here, as they had shared last week. They would both be out of the state, or at least out of the city, and not able to attend tonight. So please join me for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So tonight, I have the distinct pleasure of sharing a proclamation with regards to the 9th Annual Traditional Powwow. But before I do that, Marge Miller's here, and I think she has some guests that she'd like to introduce to us tonight. And so with that, if you would, invite you to the microphone to share a little bit about the event and introduce your guests this evening.
My name is Marge Miller. I'm the Family Liaison Coordinator for the Indian Education Program for Monroe and Homosham.
Just turn
it over.
Sorry about that. Thank you.
My name is Marge Miller. I'm the Family Liaison Coordinator for the Indian Education Program for Monroe and Homosham Public Schools. And we support the students in their education as well as cultural activities. And one of the things that we do every year is a powwow, and it's open to the entire community, which is also another, we really want to educate the entire community and bring everyone together. So we're really happy to share this with everyone in Monroe. And we have people that come from different parts of the country, family, the kids in our program from other states. So it's really an awesome opportunity to bring everyone together, and we really appreciate your support. And tonight we have a couple of families the girl, the head dancer, and the boy head dancer are here, and I'd love to have them introduce themselves.
Hi, I'm Elijah Stevenson, I'm 14, eighth grade. Hope most of you guys know about our 10th annual powwow.
Elijah, you want to say a little bit about yourself?
Miller during the dancing. Very, very bright, lots of ribbon. And, yeah. So.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing. And ladies, thank you for wearing your dresses this evening to give us a little bit of a glimpse of what we'll be seeing at the powwow. And so with that said, I'd love to read a proclamation here at this time. This is with regards to the 9th Annual Traditional Powwow. Whereas the Skykomish Valley Indian Education is sponsoring a unique ceremony on May 25th, 2013, entitled 9th Annual Traditional Powwow. Whereas the Skykomish Valley Indian Education Program plays a vital role to promote culture, awareness, and self-knowledge, present a correct historical perspective. And whereas the Skykomish Valley Indian Education Program encourages self-esteem of Native American students and encourages academic excellence. And whereas it is essential that all citizens of the city of Monroe be aware of the importance of Indian education programs and encourage all educational and health organizations to take advantage of free informational spaces in the city of Monroe. And whereas partnerships, awareness, and cooperation are important themes of the traditional powwow, now, therefore, I, Mayor Robert G. Zimmerman, do hereby call upon all citizens of the city of Monroe and the Skykomish Valley Indian Education to support the 9th Annual Traditional Powwow. And I look forward to the event. And as I said earlier, I think my wife is helping out this year. So,
thank you for your support.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And thank you for all. For those who came tonight, have a good evening. Okay, moving on to the first item of our agenda this evening. This is a portion of our meeting where comments from citizens are welcome. This time is set aside for you to speak to any to City Council on any issue except any quasi-judicial matter subject to a public hearing. We'd ask that you please limit your time to 5 minutes and appreciate your name and address for the record. I do have one individual signed up this evening, and that's Janet from Public Services.
So what is it that they say about following children and animals? So please bear with me. We'll do our best here. Janet Pritchard, Municipal Manager from Republic Services, and here with me tonight are Wes Smith, the Operations Manager, and Jeremiah Jones, our Operations Supervisor and a resident of Monroe. On behalf of Republic Services, I'm here tonight to offer our humble apology for the service disruption last month. Quite simply, our company was involved in a long-standing dispute with the International Brotherhood of Teamsters. This dispute originated in the Midwest, and unfortunately, it extended here for one day. The good news is, it's over. The parties have settled, but locally, we knew we needed to do something for the citizens of Monroe. So, in consultation with you, our city's partners, your incredible staff, we agreed to discount the city's cost for its annual cleanup event. Based on years past, that discount was about 25% off what it usually would have cost. So, furthermore, I have requested follow-up meetings with several people who have questions, but our aim continues to be your partnership, and we do beg your forgiveness for this one unfortunate lapse. Quickly, a side note, that was the Midwest. So what are we doing locally? What's our relationship like with our Teamsters? I think a testament to that is we were in negotiation for a new contract with our drivers. Usually they're 3-year contracts. You guys know union contracts pretty well. They're 3-year contracts. This was a 5-year contract. That's how dedicated they are locally to the residents, the citizens, their customers, their jobs. And we are very proud of that strong working relationship. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I don't have anybody else signed up at this time to speak before council, but as always, we'd like to open the podium up to members of the audience who would like to address council, and if you would like, the opportunity is now yours. Raise your hand or step up to the podium. All right. Okay, well, seeing no one then, we will move on to the next portion of the consent agenda, and I have got to ask a, I guess, a question of our city attorney. I'm going to have to pull item 2A, and out of an abundance of caution, recuse myself from that portion of the meeting. However, our Mayor Pro Tem is not here this evening, so who do we lean on to that portion of the meeting?
Council can simply vote to appoint any of the other council members to serve in that function.
For that? Okay. What's that? Oh, that's right. Well, your light's on, too.
Yes. Now, thank you. I would move that Councilmember Camp serve as Mayor Pro Tem for item 2A.
Second.
All right, the motion has been made by Councilmember Geary to appoint Councilmember Camp as Mayor Pro Tem for item 2A, and that motion was seconded by Councilmember Kadovac. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. All right. With that said, any other items that need to be pulled, or do we have a motion to approve the consent agenda minus 2A?
So moved.
Second.
All right, motion has been made by Councilmember Camp and seconded by Councilmember Cutterback to approve the consent agenda minus item 2A. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, and so at this time, out of abundance of caution, I will be recusing myself from this portion of the meeting. Councilmember Camp.
Thank you, Mayor. I'm going to entertain a motion to approve item 2A.
So moved.
Second. Motion's made by Councilmember Davis, seconded by Councilmember Danford.
That's Danford, yeah.
Yeah,
that's it, right?
Thank you. All's in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Can you get the mayor to come back?
Yes, yeah. Agree with this thing.
I wasn't listening. I just happened to see City Administrator Bradford. Before we move on, I just wanted to thank Libby's Lattes for coffee that has been made available this evening. So if anybody would like a nice cup, I poured just a bit so I don't stay up too late. Good roast. So thank you very much.
Our pleasure.
All right, then. Moving on to new business. Are we ready? Resolution, are we ready?
Actually, the first resolution is not an issue.
Ah, that's right. I need to read my class.
Oh, yeah, we do.
All right, first of which under new business is a resolution authorizing city staff to work cooperatively with Monroe School District and Everett Community College on projects of mutual interest in procurement of goods and services. That is City Administrator Brazel.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you very much.
We've had numerous discussions with not only the Monroe School District, but Everett Community College about the various projects that we could work cooperatively on, such as co-locations on campus, co-purchasing, things of that nature, in an effort to better utilize public funds and that type of thing. And so in those discussions, primarily with the school district, we came up with the idea of a resolution. And so city staff worked on this along with school district staff, and we came up with a proposed resolution for you this evening that basically says that we're all going to work cooperatively, not only on projects, but in purchasing opportunities. So the resolution is before you this evening, and the recommended motion is motion to approve resolution 2013-018, authorizing city staff to work cooperatively with Monroe School District and Everett Community College on projects of mutual interest and procurement and good of goods and services.
Thank you very much. Councilmember Gearing.
So moved. Second.
Motion's been made by Councilmember Gearing and seconded by Councilmember Hanford. Councilmember Hanford, any other comments?
Yeah, I just wanted to say I'm really excited about the possibilities here for the future, and my hope is that these other two businesses that we're dealing with will be able to work well together as a team. So really excited for possibilities. Thank you.
All right. Any other questions, comments? All right. With that, then, we will take a vote on the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Very good. Thank you. City Administrator Brazel. Thank you, Council. All right. Before final action this evening, we do have the need for an executive session. And I will have the city attorney describe the or provide the reasoning for that and the RCW.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Pursuant to RCW 4231101I, the council will now convene an executive session for the purpose of discussing potential litigation or legal risk with legal counsel. The executive session will last approximately 10 minutes, after which the council will take action in open session.
Okay, with that said, we will now go into executive session.
You can see in sections 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, that's the intent that council would be describing. The premise behind this is it's a resolution to declare Monroe's intention to seek urban growth expansion into the southwest Ruta area. The map is working its way up, but we've shown that to you in the past. It will be attached to this document as Exhibit A. The resolution itself directs staff to work with cooperatives in Snohomish County and to draft a letter supporting the concept of an urban growth expansion. It also encourages the city to work with landowners in the area to seek their participation and cooperation. We'll add this to the 2013 comprehensive plan update or our 2013 docket program, fully understanding that we may not complete this and it may get deferred into 2014, but this is the beginning of the process. It additionally authorizes staff or property owners to determine financial contribution services and materials that can be negotiated between the landowners and the city. This will be a city-initiated docket request, but As our comprehensive planning policies talk about, we may seek remuneration from landowners to participate in those decisions. And in the end, number five, direct staff to transmit this resolution to the Snohomish County Council for entry into their legislative process for both the 2015 docket as well as their comprehensive plan update that are running in parallel through their legislative process right now. The resolution will take effect immediately, and we can transmit this resolution on to the Snohomish County Council. Any questions?
Councilmember Geary.
Thank you. No questions, but I can make a motion. I move to adopt resolution 2013/017, supporting adding the proposed urban growth area expansion to 2013 comprehensive plan docket. Directing staff to transmit a copy of the resolution to the Snohomish County Council for inclusion in the legislative process during the 2015 County Comprehensive Plan Update and 2015 County Docket Action.
Second.
All right, motions been made by Councilmember Geary and seconded by Councilmember Hanford. As read. Any other comments, questions? Okay, with that said then, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Thank you very much. Thank you, Jen. Council, moving along very nicely here this evening. Thank you very much. Councilmember reports. Councilmember Geary, anything this evening?
Not this time. Thank you.
Councilmember Pettibon. Councilmember Camp.
Nope.
Councilmember Davis. Councilmember Hanford. Quiet this evening. With that, then, move on to staff reports. I'm going to save Diane for last. Particular reason. Do you have anything else for this evening? Ben? Mike?
This weekend, Memorial Day tournament, Triple Crown. So it's always a fun thing. I believe it's got to be our seventh or eighth year that we've hosted, been a major host for that tournament. So looking forward to that.
All right. Paul, anything?
Nothing further.
Student representative, Mike? All right, Diane, I guess you're the only one this evening who's going to be speaking. And
each of you should have a sheet like this at your place. The mayor asked me to give an update on the sales tax revenue this year. I don't want to get everyone all excited because I only have 4 months' worth of data. Things could go horribly awry during this year, but if things stay on trend, as you can see the yellow highlighted line on that sheet, we are coming in better than what I estimated, because down below is the estimate of what I figured we would get each month. And in fact, we're beating everything that we've gotten each month after 2008. 2008 was still a much better year, but we're beating everything from 2009 through 2012 each month consistently. So that's a sign, I believe, that things are changing. Not overnight. It's slow going. It's a long road. And I'm forever a pessimist, you know, I could all fall apart tomorrow, but I just wanted to let you know that it's looking good.
Well, and I'm a forever optimist, and I think it looks wonderful, so truly a testament, I believe, to the work that has been accomplished over the last 3 years, and I highlighted a little bit of that in a statement or announcement that I provided for council and staff this last week. But this, I was not aware of this information at that time, and certainly a wonderful piece of news or a bit of news to receive. In addition to the fact that on Monday, as council is aware, we did receive a notice from our city attorney, and with that, as part of my report, I'm going to ask the city attorney to share the court's decision with regards to the case that was in appellate court.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. On Monday, on the 20th, Division 1 of the Washington Court of Appeals ruled in the city's favor in the Walmart Friends of Kelsey appeal. The city was affirmed in virtually all of its original decision with respect to the approved development agreement, finding site plan, and grading permit that had been issued for the North Kelsey LLC Walmart proposal. There are two peripheral issues that the court identified as requiring a remand for additional council findings or gathering of evidence, and those have to do with the height of the lighting within the public space areas and the lineal feet of the bench seating. Both of those, I think, will be easily addressed. The court also awarded the city's full attorney's fees on appeal, as well as the Walmart Corporation's attorney's fees. I'll discuss the legal nuances of that decision with the council more in executive session, but for the mayor's request, that's what I can tell you in open, because it's basically what the court has already made public.
And thank you. And just another, I'll use these words, another win for the city. And thank you to council for the direction that you provided. It's paid off. And I had a conversation with an individual a few weeks back who was a little concerned with that project, and I happened to see the project in Bellevue, I believe, where an old Kmart Kmart had gone out of business and Walmart had come in, and that area is now thriving. I think that's a good sign of what we can expect here in Monroe as well. So, again, always the forever, always and forever the office. So, City Attorney or City Administrator Bradley.
Thank you, Mayor. Draft agenda for June 4th, 2013. Under announcements and presentations, we have a swearing in ceremony for new officer. We have the appointment for a library board member. And we have a recognition of student representative. Under public hearing, we have Dakota Surplus, Storm Utility Easement, Eaton Street. We have our consent agenda. And we have two executive sessions. One pertaining to price and property, one pertaining to potential litigation. And then we have new business. Number one, review purchase and sale agreement, Sky Metal Water. Number two, review of 2012 building codes. And then the draft agenda for June 11th, 2013. Any additions or deletions?
We do have a need for another executive session this evening, and I'll have the city attorney provide the information for that. Before I do, Brent, I just wanted to say in advance that I hope that your family or some friends can be here next week, because we want to recognize you for what you've done as our first student representative, and we don't want anybody to miss it, so please invite your friends, and we look forward, well, I mean 2 weeks, I'm sorry.
I'll come next week.
Yeah, you'll be here all along. So, anyways, we look forward to that, and I just wanted to be sure to have that invitation out now, because we are going to go into executive session, so you're welcome to stay if you like, but we don't believe there's any action afterwards. Is that correct to the attorney Lowe?
I don't believe so, Mr. Mayor.
So if you do want to do so. All right, with that, City Attorney Lowe.
Thank you. Pursuant to RCW 4231101I, the council will now convene an executive session for the purpose of discussing pending litigation with legal counsel. The executive session will last approximately 20 minutes, after which the council is not anticipated taking any action in open session, except to formally adjourn the meeting.
Thank you. And with that said, we will now go into executive session. We are back in session. Thank you for your patience. With that said, Councilmember Hamford.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion's been made by Councilmember Hamford, seconded by Councilmember Camp to adjourn. All say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, thank you and good evening.